Our Father, we pray that this afternoon you will speak to our heart, that you help us to learn what it means to look at testing in our life. And we pray that you would help us to learn from the example of the Lord Jesus. You help us to go away encouraged, refreshed, strengthened by your word. And we pray that you will bless as we begin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, good. Well, thank you, Andrew and Ding Jie. And our pianist, very well done. You look at Andrew's, listen to Andrew's sharing, listen to Ding Jie's sharing. What is the one thing in common that they both faced? And it is a test. And that's what we're going to talk about today, okay? We're going to talk about this idea of testing. You know, young people, testing is not a bad thing. And a lot of times we are really, really afraid of testing. Yes? When exams come round, you know, A-levels come round, and it's really, really frightening. Okay, and why is it that we're afraid of testing? Very often it's because we are afraid of the outcome or the result that we would see. Okay? And before I open up to you guys to discuss and to, let me just introduce the whole thing a little bit first. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about testing. Okay? And sometimes we go through our exams, comes back, and the result's just not exactly what you were expecting. Okay? And then there we go. That's a test for you. Straight away, it's there already. And sometimes you really wonder, you know, why these tests come. For example, you go to the army, okay, and you think, okay, I can do it, shouldn't be too bad, only to realize it's harder than you imagine. It's harder than you had previously thought. Okay, and you, out of nowhere, here comes a health challenge, right? Here comes a problem that, why is this happening to me? I'm a young person. Why? Right? And testings of life, they will come. But I want to say this to you, that testings are not bad things. They really are not. In fact, they are most necessary things. Okay? And it's only when tests come that what is true, what is real, would really emerge. Okay? And when we are tested, what happens? Number one, we come out, we emerge from it tougher, and we emerge from it proven to be true and good. Okay? I mean, take for example, this week I was packing up my house, and then I found this coin. Okay, it's a silver minted, you know, those specially minted coins. It's a $5 coin. Have you seen a $5 coin? Yeah, so somebody bought it because of my son, his birthday. So someone bought, literally his date of birth, not his birthday, his date of birth. He's only 6 months, he doesn't have a birthday. But somebody bought it, and so I was looking at it, I said, wow, what's this? Looks like some nonsense I'm going to throw away. Then I opened, oh wait, it's so shiny. Have you ever seen those coins, newly minted silver type? They are so beautiful. So nice. So I spend some time letting it flash my eye, flash the light. It's so beautiful. But you know, have you seen those YouTube videos of silver? I don't know whether some of you like this kind of thing. You know, you're going to watch silver being melted. Do you all watch this kind of thing? Some people find it very cathartic. You know, they watch all sorts of things and they find it, wow, I feel very happy. I see like silver melted. I see all the matchbox explode and I feel very happy. Okay, but anyway, so have you ever seen silver being melted? Have you? Have you ever seen it? Right? Okay, it's like, you got to put it in a crucible, right? You can't just put it in a normal pot. So put it inside, and then you got to heat it up like crazy, right? So that's the video, heat it up. Until the whole thing is molten. Then it's like metal, but it's liquid. So and then after that, what they have to do to purify the silver, right? They have to take, you literally see this on the video, okay? And it's so hot, but they have to draw off the top layer, So today at Pines 2, Master was talking about this also, and he was talking about what's it called, that top layer. It's called scum. You scumbag, you. So it is called scum. No, not scolding anybody, but that top layer is called scum. Okay, Bible calls it dross, but you have to draw it out. And you can't do it just once. You have to do it again and again and again, and it will always come up to the surface. But you can only get pure silver, like in that coin, shiny type of silver, if you really put the silver through that process. So you got to look at, so what is testing ultimately? Ultimately, testing is what draws out that which is true, that which is real in your life. How do you know what is it that is really true and real in your life? Only when you are tested. Okay, and I want to say this to you as well. Whenever you are tested, whether it is medical exam, whether it's your exam in medical school, whether it is your A-levels, when you are tested and you get the results, right? Number one, look at the results and say, have the courage to look at it and say, accept that is really what you are, who you are and what you are. Accept it. And from there, right, you can go on to look at what is it that the Lord really wants. Because why do you think God really allows testing into our life? Seriously. Why? Why does the Lord allow testing into our life? Okay, and I'm going to turn you to a text. And let's take a look at this. Okay, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. Okay. Why did God allow testing? Okay, and of course, Deuteronomy 8. Moses was talking about how the people had to go around in the wilderness for 40 years. Okay, so why? Number one, actually, is their own fault. They were the ones that didn't believe, and the Lord sent them around for 38 more years. So actually, it's their own fault. But here's what the Lord says, okay, chapter 8. Okay, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, go in and possess the land. Okay, verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness. Okay? To humble you, number one. Number two, and test you. Three, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And there we have it. Why does God allow testing to come into your life, whatever form it may take? Because he wants to know if you will allow yourself to be humble, number one. If you will allow yourself to be truly tested to see what is truly in your heart. And thirdly, very important to know, right, that is what he says. He wants to know what is really there in your heart. And the testing will cause it to come right up. Can you see? So these are his reasons, right? Ultimately, whether you would keep the Lord's commandments or not, whether the word of God is still there in your heart or not, that would come through testing. Can you see? So this is what it's all about over here, Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it tells us these things. God allows testing to come into your life. So don't despise testing. Don't curse at it and say, why these things happen to me? Take a minute, look at it very, very carefully. Number one, testing is a normal part of life, okay? That's number one. And God allows it into your life for a special reason. Is there disappointment, anger, upset? Look what's coming out from your heart. He wants to test you, humble you, test you to know what is truly in the heart, whether you would really follow through with the commandments of God or you would choose another way. Can you see? So it's so easy when things go wrong, when bad things happen, that we say to ourselves, we get angry, we get frustrated. You see what I'm trying to say? What does this text tell us? Take a look. Stop for a moment. Look at it. The Lord has allowed these things into your life. Why? Not to punish you. Never. Not to make life difficult for you. That God does not want to do that. That God does not delight in making people feel angry or upset. But it is ultimately for your good. One, humble, test. Know what is right there in the heart. Can you still look at the commandments of God? Can you still believe in the Lord? Are you still able to follow Him? That is what the testing is all about. And very often in the days of in Exodus and Deuteronomy, the people failed the test again and again. They just simply could not believe in what God was doing, in what God could do. So he led them in the wilderness. We read on over here. Okay? So he humbled you, verse 3, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone. Later on, Jesus would cite this very text. Can you see? So this is what it's all about, right? So I want to say to you first, number one, please, testing is not a bad thing. It is a good thing for you. And if there are struggles and difficulties and challenges that have entered your life, look at it in a proper perspective, right? Feelings aside, whatever you may feel aside, take a look at it from the perspective of the Lord's Word. Take a look at it from the perspective of it. What do you see? Three things. He wants to humble you, test you, know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Ultimately, it is there for our own good. And that's what the Lord does for us. You know, we call this tough love. We talk about love, and the Lord loves us. That's true. He really does love us. But tough love. Sometimes he needs to put you through challenges, testing, so that what is good, what is real can come up. And that which is bad can be drawn off. Just like the silver that we talked about. Okay? Okay, so this is what we want to understand about testing. And today we're going to look at, this is normal life testing. Okay? Now we're going to look at something a little bit different. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we turn to the book of Luke, chapter 4. Okay? And here we have the Lord Jesus being tested. Okay? Now I just want to lay this out for you so that we do not get confused. Okay? So when we talk about testing, under this word testing, you have this idea of trials, correct? And tribulations. They go together. Okay? And what this means very often is that there is some hardship involved. Yes? So that's what we are looking at. Okay? But testing has also an idea. This is another word called temptation. It's actually the same word. It's all the same word being used. Okay? But this word temptation has this idea of that which is you are being lured. You are being tempted literally into doing that which is wrong. So there are these two angles. But in both cases, it's still testing. Okay? It's to find out whether you can hold up under the hardship. It's to find out whether you can resist that which is wrong. Both cases is still. So in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ over here, Luke chapter 4, what we're seeing is a very, very specific, a special kind of testing where it is directly the evil one involved and when he is involved to tempt the Lord Jesus at various times. Okay? So the evil one is involved. So you mustn't read Luke chapter 4 and then you say, oh, you know, the devil brought this on me. My results, you know why so bad? No? Because the devil influenced me. Then that day I got fever, then I couldn't do it. We mustn't say that, okay? So the devil is one person, one being, okay? Who will he tempt? He will go for the big wigs of the world, not us. He can't waste his time on us, okay? So, but what does this introduce to us? That remember, when we talk about temptation, there is God's part in allowing it, but the evil one would also make use of it. Can you see? For his own purposes. Spiritual warfare is in mind here. So when we look at it, and this is the Lord Jesus Christ facing off with the devil, how we understand it for ourselves, Ephesians 6 comes in. We too will be tempted at various points and the evil one will be there. Okay? So we just wanted to set this whole thing up for you. And this is what it is. These are the testings of life. Okay, now this is a time where you discuss among yourselves, and I'm going to give you a little bit of time to discuss, a few minutes. Okay, and this is what it is. Okay, and the question is this. Have you faced, what would you consider to be temptation in your life? Okay, you can, in your group, you can agree on one answer. Okay, if not every single person. So, agree on one answer. What would you consider to be testing in your own life? Okay, anyone in the group can share, number one. Number two, what is your defense against temptation, testing, so on and so forth. What is your defense? Okay, talk among yourselves, and then we will see what comes up. Okay? Okay, go ahead. Give it a shot. Oh, what do you consider to be testing in your life? Okay, if you can share something specific, go ahead. Okay, and then the second one is, what is your defense against it? How do you defend yourself against it? Ten? Yeah. They are in the same category of testing. Testing is the broad thing. Yeah, but sometimes it has to do with being lured to do that which is wrong. Sometimes it's sheer hardship. You're just wondering why. It's really hard, you know? And what comes up, that's the real you. Correct? Yeah. Negative way. Correct. And it turns out to be... That's why in the sense, it's both. Both can cause you to go off. And that's the thing. Either lured to do evil, or in both cases. Can? Make sense? Okay, good. Okay, you have 4 minutes, 4 minutes. Okay, everyone, we take a couple more minutes and then we run up, okay? Can, yeah, fast, go, go, go. Cannot tell your whole life story, no time for that. Okay, one group looks ready. Okay, half a minute, okay, then wrap up, half a minute. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. okay, can. Okay, just wrap up your conversation, and then like to hear from y'all. Okay, that's good. It's good that y'all are talking, because you have to give an answer, right? That's what you have to do. Okay, but it's good. Okay, I just want to hear from you all. What do you consider to be tests in your life? Okay. And how do you defend against it? Okay, the person who answers does not have to be the committee member. It can be anybody. But if you want it to be a committee member, it's also okay. Okay, so okay, let's hear from the oldest girls group there. Okay, what do you consider to be test, and how do you defend yourself against it? Okay. Buy more clothes. That's a valid temptation, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, shh. What, sorry?
In terms of making decisions.
Making decisions. What clothes to buy, is it? Yep. Okay. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. So temptation in terms of looking for jobs. Okay. Fine. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Anybody else? Young girls? Girls group? Okay.
Prioritizing can be social commitments or school commitments. Choosing whether to spend more time on this or on the church, like, where we basically how we spend our time.
Okay.
Second one would be in terms of testing when there's a lot of demands on yourself.
Okay.
Demands can come from family, can come from work, or can come from any source, and how we cope with these kinds of things.
Okay. Okay. Demands. Okay. So okay. Time and all the demands lah. Okay, can. Demands on your time. Okay, yes. Okay. Okay, so talking about jobs, about time, how you okay. Where is temptation in all these things? Or where is testing in all these things? Where is it found? Precisely. Because there's nothing wrong with having a job, right? It's applying for a job is not a, it's not a test. Is it? So what is it? What is it? Just trying to push you a bit more. What is the wrong? Where is the temptation lie? The Lord Jesus, okay, the Lord Jesus had to identify precisely what the devil was tempting him. Right? Same. You need to know where the temptation lies. Where is it? Okay, just try. Yeah, sorry, you're saying just now? Okay, desires. Okay. Okay, it's what we desire. Okay, can. Okay, what else? Okay. Choices. Okay. The easier way. Okay. Okay, guys, anyone? Were there anything you all want to add? No, nothing. Okay. Sure. Okay. Daily decisions and okay. Can. Okay, guys.
We talked about procrastination.
Okay.
Presentation to Noah.
Noah. I got to write this one down. Noah. It's like, okay, yes. Okay, okay. Okay.
Memorizing God's word.
Okay.
Listening to Christian songs.
Ooh. Okay.
And coming back to God's word to remind themselves of the truth.
Okay. Not wrong. But what does that mean? And how does it help? Right? Do you have an example of how it helped? Okay, never mind, you think about this. Okay? Okay, guys, the other guys. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Anybody? Yeah.
I think for us all the conditions are there.
Okay, all there already, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have defenses to add to it.
Okay.
So the defenses are starting the day right.
Okay.
To pray.
Pray.
To cultivate a sense of consciousness.
Okay. Okay. Okay, can, fine. Okay. And then? Okay.
Talk about academics as a form of testing. And also
you mean find it hard, is it?
Yeah. Mm. It
sure.
Pressure of it.
Okay.
And also being in difficult circumstances. For example, having tough superiors or negative people surrounding you.
In the army. Okay, in the army.
And that can be a form of testing.
Okay, okay. Just a hard times. One Noah, one hard times.
Both also temptation. Isn't that interesting? Okay.
Okay, an end point. Okay. So this is going to end in time. Okay, understand. Okay, thank you for taking part in this. I just wanted to get a sense of where you all are at. Okay? And this afternoon, I just want to leave you with four main truths about how do you defend yourself. Okay? Even as you ask yourself, look at all these different things here, right? What you really want to ask yourself is, where's the temptation? What is it? It's not wrong to look for a job. It's not even wrong to look for a well-paying job. What's wrong? Okay? The desire, okay. Time. How we use our time. Where what's so wrong about that? What is so bad about that? I have time. You guys have time now. I mean, because got nothing much on your plate now. So I want to use it anyhow I want. What is wrong with that? Exactly. Okay? And then you want to laze around. Okay, basically what is this? You are asking for an easy, comfortable life. This noir thing is not only when you got nothing to do. It's just your whole approach of wanting the easy way. Right? And of course, in the hard times, how do you face all these things? Okay, I'm going to leave you with four principles, which I think are going to be helpful. Okay, let's take a look at this. Okay, the Lord Jesus said, what was that one phrase that he repeated again and again? Luke chapter 4. It is this phrase called, it is written. But you see, young people, it is not about whether I have memorized a particular text or whether I've read the Bible to start the day well or not. Of course, that is not unimportant. But you know what is this, it is written, all about? Look at the Lord Jesus. Put this under this idea of test. What's coming out of him as he is tested? Remember, he was there, right, facing temptation already for 40 days and 40 nights without food, without water. Okay? 40 days and already, and after these things happened, the devil came to him. Okay? So what was it that was really the challenge over here? Here he was being tested. This, it is written here, is not what I memorized yesterday or what I read this morning. It's who he is. Can you see the whole point of it over here? You see, our challenge is to look at the Lord's word. You are right in saying that the Lord's word is a defense to all these things here. Wrongful, what is behind this job's issue? Worldly desires. That is what is wrong behind it. We will explore that very, very shortly, right? What is wrong with the way that we use our time? We have lack of purpose, which we are going to explore that very shortly as well. Okay? Why do we know no purpose in life? Correct? And then, why we can't go through hard times? We just don't know how to really face these things here, right? 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. No joke. Seriously. Okay? So I'm going to share with you four things that helped the Lord Jesus very, very, very much. Okay, it is written. That which is true, that which is real in your life will come up. Okay, so you got to ask yourself this. What is it really that you can say, it is written? Okay, what is it that you can really, truly say is a part of your life? Because you know what? That is what will come up under testing. And you never know exactly what it is until you are tested. And that is the challenge. How can we really learn, read the Lord's word in such a way that it truly becomes a part of us? And when you are tested, it comes right out. Because it's not because you know it, it's because it is you. And that's exactly the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, which I think is just brilliant. It's so wonderful that a man can truly imbibe the Lord's word like that. When he is tested, what comes out? You don't need to ask his reaction. It's going to come right up already. Okay, so let's take a look at this. What are these four principles? Okay, number one is this word. Okay, four principles. Is this word called principle? What are the principles by which we live? Okay, take a look at this verse over here and examine it very, very carefully. So Luke chapter 4, and we read here. Okay, so the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Verse 4, Jesus answered him saying, "It is written, men." Analyze this very carefully. What was he saying? The devil was saying to him, "You are the Son of God. You have all power, all authority to be able to turn the stone into bread. It's nothing." What did Jesus say? "I am man. I am the Son of God, but I am also the Son of Man, and I will live as a man." Why did God allow testing? Deuteronomy 8 comes in. To humble you, to test you, to know what is in your heart. And that's why the Lord Jesus refused that to be controlled. And you see, that's the thing. What is it that really makes, you know, we talk about man. And that's what we are, right? How does man live? How should a man live? Right? The most basic instinct by which a man lives is his food and his drink. It's bodily appetite. You know, we always think that, you know, we will never do certain things. True? Really? When it comes down to the basic idea of eating, of hunger, you will be surprised at what you do. That's why we always read about stories that, you know, these sailors, these people get caught on the ship, they're left in the middle of the sea. What would they eat? Anything and everything, including each other, if they have to. Men, when it comes down to it, 40 days and 40 nights without food, you know what you are asking yourself? How would you live? This is what will kick in, these bodily instincts that are there. You know what Jesus is saying? Men shall not live by bread alone. He's not talking about bread or anything else. He's saying that the principles that he holds to, the principles of the scriptures, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, he's saying that that is even more fundamental to who he is than this. Can you imagine that? In the face of hunger, in the face of your body is telling you, you need to eat, the principles of God's word is even stronger than that. And that is our challenge. Look at that. Look at this example over here. That's what we're trying to say. You see, very often when we memorize God's word, we read it, it's just theoretical. And that's the challenge, you see. I tell my own self as well. It's so academic. Whenever we, you know, sometimes we hear it being spoken to us, it's so academic. We study it ourselves, it's so academic. It's so theoretical. We don't know how it is really a part of us. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the word of God, a part of him. It is even more fundamental to him than food. Wow. That is quite something. You see, we are all controlled by certain things. You realize that? Man shall not live. What do you live by, exactly? What do you live by? There's so many things out there that people live by. And that's why you have people... I don't know whether you have ever heard of this poem called Invictus. In South Africa, the rugby team, there was a movie called Invictus. In Australia, there are these games called the Invictus Games. What is it? They say, "I am the captain of my own soul." What do you live by? Men. You are men, right? What do you live by? And men live by all sorts of things, all sorts of their own principles, their own rules, their own things. Men lives by their own rules. And the most basic of those rules is the bodily instinct. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, exactly. What is Jesus saying? The word of God must go so deep into you, must be so much a part of who you are, is even deeper than that. And that's an incredible level of thought. It's just you. It's not about whether you have memorized or whether you have read. Jesus did not have a Bible with him 40 days, 40 nights. I really don't think so. In fact, the Bible wasn't even there at the time. But I really don't think he brought the Isaiah scroll, the Jeremiah scroll, then the Deuteronomy, because all the references are from there. I really don't think he brought that with him. And yet, what was coming out? This is called, "It is written." You see what I'm trying to say? Testing is what comes up. What comes up, true testing, is what is real. So you ask yourself, as you are tested, as you go through hard times, as you face disappointment, challenges in your life, what comes up? Is it the Lord's word? Is it faith? Is it hope? is it trust? And then you know whether or not it is real. Don't despise the testing, number one. The evil one is so, so clever at these things. Okay, now we're running a bit short of time. I'm going to move on. The next part of it, okay, is this word called purpose. What is your purpose? Now, if the devil cannot tempt with bodily things, then he will tempt with the world. And you see, that is where a lot of the time the problem is. All the kingdoms of the world in a moment, all this authority and this glory I give to you, I give it to whomever I wish. Just worship me. And you see, what did Jesus have? He said to him, right? You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Now that was the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, very, very often in our own lives, same thing here. What is the problem? We get distracted, sidetracked, the world. Simply the purpose of worshipping and serving the Lord is just missing in our lives. So often, correct? So that's what it is. The principles, what governs our lives, it must be the Word of God. And when we are tested, it will come through. What forms the purpose of our life, the overarching purpose? What is the purpose of your life? Right? You mean, take for example, NS. We all hope for the day of ORD, correct? Because then we are out of it, which is great. We are so happy about that. But we can't take the same approach to life. What's your ORD of life? When you die, now you can't take that approach to life. What is your purpose in the army rather than just what is your purpose, you know? Rather than, it's purposeless. It's not purposeless. What is your purpose? Bring glory to the Lord where you are. Can you see? Worship, serve, make time for these things, no matter what it is. Whether you are overseas, whether you let there be a strong sense of, this is what I want to do with my life. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. I think the devil really got it a bit wrong here. Jesus left his glory in heaven. He left all these things to come down to do this. And then you say, I give you the world. He already has it. He reigns over the world already. He gave it up for this. Then now you tell him, I'll give you the world. I think he got the wrong man there. But you know what? An example for us to look at. Let's not be tempted by this thing, that thing, the things of the world. What are we drawn to? Two things, authority and glory. You know, you see that? All this authority I give you and the glory associated with it. And we all want that. We all want that. The authority, the glory that comes together with the things of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, no. Just this is my purpose. I want to worship God and I want to serve Him, and that will be my life's goal. At the end of the day, it is about God. Can you see your own self in this way? That very clear-sighted purpose, okay? So there's the principles, there's the purpose, okay? Ultimately, there's also what we call prohibition. There are certain things you don't do. And I hope you have prohibition. What is the Lord Jesus' prohibition? You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You never do that under any circumstances. Somebody cites to you, it is written. The devil cites to him, it is written. Sorry, wrong understanding. Prohibition, you shall not do. And I hope that you have for your own self certain things you will not do. Principles. From your principles will come prohibition. What have you prohibited yourself from doing? Draw the line. I want to say this to y'all as well in terms of relationships. Please, draw the line at the correct place. Know what is prohibited. Right? That's where temptations will come in. When we are relaxed, we are happy, we have fallen in love. We fall so hard that we get injured, that we harm ourselves. Right? Watch this thing here. Prohibition. Certain things you don't do. As you learn the principles that govern your life, you set them in stone. Then you determine what is your purpose. You live for that purpose. And then ultimately, you know certain things are a no-no. What is your no-no? For Jesus, I will not tempt the Lord. That is, I won't even think about doing that. Prohibition. Okay, and with that will come the power to be able to live a life that is truly outstanding. And these are the truths that we can see in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we do not have the exact same context of the evil one coming to tempt you. 40 days, 40 nights, that's not yours. Starving for 40 days, you will die. Some guy tried it and he died. Okay, he went out there to the wilderness and then he died. He really died. It was really bad. But don't do it. We don't have the same context, but the principles are there. Okay? And I want to ask you, what are the principles of your life? Do they come from the Word of God? And how far deep down do they go into you? I'm not talking about what you read. I'm asking what is you. And that is so challenging. You know, as I think about these things, that is so challenging. What is it that's really a part of me? And you will find precious little is really, really you. It's what will hold in the midst of testing. But what is really you will determine how you live, the purpose with which you live, whether you will put God there, you will worship Him and serve Him in your life, whether you will know what to avoid in your life. Certain things you avoid, don't do it. It's going to lead you down a really bad path. What is your prohibition? And then finally, to be able to live as Jesus did in the power, later on we will talk about it, the power of the Spirit of God. Four truths I want to share with you this afternoon, okay? But we're running a little bit short of time, so next time we will try to manage that a little bit better. But this is what it is, and it's so applicable. I look at myself, you know, I also want to know, how do I fare on these things here? How do you fare, right? And if you can have these things a part of you, the temptations can come, the testings can come, you will hold up. And that is what we want to do. That is the challenge of it all. Okay? Okay, come, we pray together and we can go downstairs, and if you want to discuss further, then we can do it there. Okay? Well, let's pray. Our Father, we pray and give thanks for the example of Jesus. How wonderful it is to know that your word was so much a part of his life that it would be even more fundamental, even deeper than food itself. And we want to pray that you help us to learn from his example, and you help us to be challenged to look at it and to find that greater sense of strength to be able to go through and face testings in life. We pray that you would bless us and bless this food that we are going to have over tea. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you. We're going to collect our offering. Then you can just make your way downstairs and we have tea. Okay? I think youth choir is at 5, right? So we don't have a whole lot of time, but it's okay. We just go ahead and enjoy the tea.